in just a few moments.
Wow. What's really going on?
It's grub time! What the fuck?
Wait!
John!
There. Right up there. That thing was open. It opened completely up, and then it closed back up.
Mira.
I still don't understand the whole issue with this movie, Shazam.
Hi, I'm James LaFleur, and you're watching The Impossible Channel. Welcome aboard. Don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. Today we're going to be taking a look at unexplained glitch videos and the Mandela Effect mystery. A giant doorway that supposedly opened on top of a mountain became a trending topic, and now hundreds of people are trying to find out if this is a secret passageway for giants. A mysterious video that might actually prove the existence of shadow people, and more creepy videos that will definitely keep you awake at night. Are you guys ready? Well, let's go. On August 27, 1979, Deputy Sheriff Val Johnson of Marshall County encountered a strange light while on patrol near Warren in Minnesota. Johnson reported that a bright ball of light hovered above the road and then rapidly approached his patrol car, causing him to lose consciousness temporarily. At that time, sightings like Val Johnson's would stir people's imagination and lead to questions like, are we alone in the universe? Are there maybe aliens out there, and do they actually visit planet Earth? Nowadays, because technology has been evolving so quickly, it's becoming more difficult to tell the difference between a drone show, a rocket launch, or a legit sighting. But even so, there are quite a few lucky people out there who are still able to capture chilling and unexplained sightings that will make anyone scratch their heads and question the reality of our universe.
Mami, ¿cómo va a ser pajaritos?
Mami, no, son pajaritos.
Son pajaritos, he visto sus alas, sus gatos.
Ay, no, qué miedo.
Sí se ve, pero no sé qué es.
Mira. Esa es una nave.
And this is exactly the case with this video that I'm about to show you guys posted recently.
Insane.
Carmen Rich was filming a big storm off the coast of Fort Lauderdale Beach in Florida when all of a sudden he saw something that he shouldn't have, and he accidentally caught it on camera, and this is what happened. Check this out. Did you see that? Well, most people didn't. If you pay very close attention, and if we slow-mo the video, you can actually see what looks like a very bright object crossing the sky at very high speed. Not long after being posted, the video went viral all over social media and left many internet users scratching their heads. Some believe that this is just a lens flare from a car, while many others stated that this has to be one of the best video evidence when it comes to unknown and unexplained phenomena in the sky. But here's the thing, if this were to be a lens flare, then Carmen Rich wouldn't have seen it with his own eyes. As he states himself, it was the fastest thing I've seen in my entire life, and I saw it pass the phone with my own eyes. I shouted immediately and ended the video because I wanted to see if I actually did get it. But here's the thing, if we slow-mo and rewind the video a couple of times, it does look like this could be the real deal. And if this isn't a lens flare, then what is this? Some internet users speculate that it's traveling at speeds above 2,000 miles an hour. And if this is the case, could this object be from another world or maybe some sort of advanced civilization? What's your take? But when it comes to unexplained phenomena in the sky, it doesn't stop there. A couple of weeks ago, a man was driving by Jurinji Temple in Osaka, Japan, when all of a sudden he saw something that he couldn't explain. Hosokawa Takuya, the man who observed this mysterious phenomenon, appears to be an avid sky watcher. In his profile, you'll find several videos of sunsets and different types of clouds, rainbows, and the list goes on. And it was during a beautiful afternoon that he noticed this mysterious phenomenon in the sky. He was passing by Jurinji Temple in Osaka, Japan, when all of a sudden he noticed what looked like the sun setting. He got his camera and immediately began to record. This is until he noticed that whatever it was that he was looking at wasn't the sun at all. This is what he saw. Did you see that? What looks like some sort of fiery streak of light can be seen hovering just above Osaka, and it could easily be confused by the sun setting if it weren't for the fact that it's facing east. I actually checked Jurinji Temple on Google Earth, and indeed, if you're facing west, which is not the case, you'll be facing the mountainside, and if you're facing east, you'll be facing the city side, which is the case in this video. After being posted, the video amassed 15 million views, and internet users were completely baffled by this mysterious phenomenon in the sky. In his Instagram post, Hosokawa Takuya detailed the entire situation. And what I found very interesting is that he states that whatever it is that we're looking at, these are three orange luminous objects floating in formation, not just one. And apparently there were other people in his Instagram post leaving comments saying that they had seen the same thing that afternoon. Whatever this thing is, it doesn't look like the sun. It definitely looks like something else. It reminds me of a mysterious phenomenon that was caught on camera a couple of years ago in Bangalore, India. The video was recorded by Sundar Tangam, and you can see what looks like this mysterious fiery object in the sky. What makes this video really creepy is that you can actually observe what looks like a massive ship trying to hide amongst the clouds. Whatever this thing is, to this day there's no official explanation. And it could just be that whatever it is that Hosokawa Takuya caught on camera could be the same object. What's your take? Is this maybe just a reflection of the sun, or is it something else entirely? In the lush and beautiful landscapes of Oregon in the United States of America lies the small, unassuming ghost town of Quartzville Creek. This region, once a thriving mining town, alive with the hustle and bustle of the 1800s gold rush, recently became the center of an extraordinary mystery, one that intertwines the modern day with the legends of the past.
Bruh.
It all began a couple of weeks ago when a man by the name of James Gobble stumbled upon a bizarre formation atop of a secluded hill, a structure resembling a massive doorway or perhaps a secret passageway, carved into the very earth itself. In one of his videos, he explains that he saw something that he wasn't supposed to see. And after publishing the video, it amassed millions of views and caught the attention of a lot of people. This is what he saw.
Right up there. That thing was open. It opened completely up, and then it closed back up. And there's a little slot in it right up there. You can see that little slot where it looked like somebody was staring out of.
What looks like a giant rock door, or maybe even a secret passageway, can be seen in his video. After being posted, many internet users left comments saying that this had to be something that was placed there. It doesn't look natural. Not only that, other internet users also stated that this might be some sort of secret entrance towards a tunnel system of some sort. Now, even though at first this theory might sound far-fetched, in the United States of America, there are many tribes, many native tribes, that talk about the possible existence of giants. And one that occupied the Pacific Northwest side was the Chinook tribe. Not only that, in the past couple of years, for some mysterious reason, there have been so many strange sightings of these supposed giant humanoid beings all over the world that it's taken the internet by storm. Take a look at this video, for instance, posted recently by Brown Fit Boy in Cape Town, South Africa.
I don't know if I'm tripping, but I wonder who's that chilling at that island. He's so huge, this is crazy. And he's moving, what the flip. This is crazy, look at the distance. This is madness. Guys, who is that? Chilling up. And there's two more.
There was also the Andrew Dawson case, which I featured before on my channel, and many other videos, such as this one posted recently by several people on a mountain in Thailand. And this one from a trucker in Mexico, which I believe is one of the most compelling evidence when it comes to giant humanoid creatures.
Yo veo un gigante ahí arriba. ¿Qué será? Dale, dale. Nos invaden los gigantes.
These and many videos suggest that there's still something out there, something that may connect the missing link between the ancient civilizations and the modern world. And the video recently posted by James Gobble may actually help connect some of these missing links. Are there actually secret entrances to a cave or tunnel system built thousands of years ago by an ancient civilization of giants? Are they still alive today? And is there a huge cover-up to hide their existence? After James Gobble posted his video, it amassed millions of views and caught so much attention that within days, hundreds of people were visiting this place to make sure that it existed and to find out if there was something more to it. And well, it turns out there is.
So we are at Quartz Drive today, and there's somebody propelling down with a rope, and they're at the first tier, and this is the closest that anybody has ever been. Now, this is super steep, you guys. Look. Like, you can't even tell the depth of it, but it is so steep.
One internet user by the name of Mangemade1 successfully made it to the top. And this is what he caught on camera.
All right, so we came to this giant doorway. Same way we came up.
So crazy how much water's gone. So much rock to check out, like that face over there. Look at that. All right, so found a ravine or a tributary. Made it up that. I'm gonna go up a little bit further, see what all I can find. I'm almost, I think, to the face. If you look, right down there is people. So, I'm gonna head up and see what all I got going on here.
Even though the climb is way harder than he had imagined, he continues on, and this is what happens.
Huh, a little trail up. Alright, so I'm on the other side of the face. Here it is. That's... Oh, here it is. Right there. Right behind me. That's how far down I am. That's what I got across to get back. Alright, so I just made it up more. It's literally right there. I don't know if I'm gonna go the rest of the way without gear. But somebody's made it up as far as I have. Cause here's some footprints. I mean, they're pretty big footprints, like, in holes. Like, that one's way bigger than my foot. Like, but this is it. For all its glory.
Back down to the bottom.
Did you see that? He spots what actually looks like a giant footprint just next to his. Whatever this thing is, it's massive, and most internet users agree that this is most likely a footprint, but what made it? In another video also posted by Mangemade1 and Autumn Dawn Strode, they climb down the hill with the rope to test if the supposed door is hollow. For their surprise, this happens. Did you hear that? It actually sounds hollow, and most people seem to agree. Whatever's going on here, it might just be that this is not some sort of coincidence. And being that in a specific video, James Gobbo captured what looks like two identical white cars passing by a couple of times as if he's being watched.
White trucks. No license plate.
It could just be that this is no ordinary rock. It could be something else entirely. But I'm gonna leave it up to you. What do you really think is going on here, and could this be an entrance for a giant world of some sort? I remember when I was much younger, one of my favorite things to do on the weekends was to watch a good movie. At that time, there were no streaming services like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and things like that. You would actually have to go to the movies or rent one on a Blockbuster store to actually watch your favorite kind of movie. And I vividly remember once going into a Blockbuster store and trying to pick between two similar movies. One was Kazam, and it featured Shaquille O'Neal as a main actor.
I am Kazam!
And the other movie was Shazam, and it featured Sinbad as a main actor. Both movies were very similar and featured a genie that fulfilled other people's wishes, but they were different movies and had different covers. Nothing strange about that, right? Wrong. I just recently found out that the movie Shazam actually never existed.
You all remember a movie called Shazam with Sinbad playing a genie?
You know what? The movie was never real. It was, the rumor started in 2009. I don't know where it came from, but it's not real.
The movie Shazam, along with many other things that people remember from the past, is just one of the many Mandela effects. And if you haven't heard about the Mandela effect, it's a phenomenon where millions of people remember past events differently than what they originally happened. For instance, the Monopoly guy with the monocle never existed. Darth Vader saying, "Luke, I'm your father," never happened.
No, I am your father.
The evil witch from Snow White movie saying, "Mirror, mirror on the wall," never, ever happened. The Berenstain Bears with an E never happened. To experts and researchers, these and many other examples are just part of a collective false memory. But what if the Mandela effect is actually evidence that we may be living in an alternate reality? And that maybe something happened back in 2009 when millions of people started to notice that they remembered Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 1980s, when in fact, he actually died in 2013. Or what if it's evidence of time travel, or maybe even the fact that we might be living in a digital simulation, a simulation that's been glitching for some reason, and people are starting to notice it.
Hello, chicky chickies. Hi, babies.
Oh, goodness. Where y'all going? Where are you going? You ready for some grubs? Let's go. It's grub time.
What the fool? Why are they all not moving? What? What is happening right now? Babies? Guys, why are y'all not moving? Hello? Oh? I cannot make this up. This one literally has not stopped moving. Or not has not moved at all. The foot is in the same place. Hello? Oh my God. Chickens! Did I do something? Nick! What the?
Someone took this picture and I saw it on Facebook. I knew it. I knew there was a cornucopia on Fruit of the Looms. Because why else would I know the word cornucopia? Like, Thanksgiving, maybe. But no, I remember this vividly. And Fruit of the Looms is like, no, it was never there. It was just a fruit. Y'all remember this too, right? Like, I'm not just bugging.
So I need to weigh in on the Snow White Mandela effect. Now, some of us remember it as the evil queen going to the mirror and saying, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" But apparently, the Mandela effect is that she always said, "Magic mirror on the wall.
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?"
And I used to read this book obsessively when I was little. Okay, so this is the book. Walt Disney's Treasure of Children's Classics. 1978. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Strange, isn't it? But it gets even stranger if we start going deeper into the Mandela effect. It becomes more and more evident that something happened in the past. Time travel, maybe? An alternate universe? Who knows? But it's as if something changed. And some people remember and some don't. It was after I started going deeper into the Shazam Mandela effect that things took a really strange turn. I first came across several videos of people who still supposedly have the VHS tape of the Shazam movie, even though it officially never existed. These are some of the videos. Check this out.
I still don't understand the whole issue with this movie Shazam with Sinbad. I mean, I remember growing up buying it at Ames and watching it a bunch of times as a kid.
Look at that. But yet, it never exists.
But here's the thing. If these VHS tapes are the real deal, there should be a scene from the movie uploaded somewhere on the internet. And apparently, there is. I came across what's supposed to be a real scene from the Shazam movie. And many internet users noticed how many Mandela effects can actually be found inside this movie scene.
Shazam!
Which makes things even more mysterious. Pay very close attention.
We can remember her by.
Did you see that? What looks like George the Monkey with a tail. One of the most debated Mandela effects of all time.
We have our memories. They're real. No one can take that.
But it doesn't stop there. Pay very close attention to this next part. Did you notice anything strange? In this scene, we can see the Monopoly guy with the monocle, the Berenstain Bears book with an E, and a newspaper article stating Nelson Mandela dies at 68. Why are there so many Mandela effects in a movie that supposedly never existed?
What happened to saying hello?
Time travel, maybe? An alternate universe? Or something else entirely? What is going on here? After this video was uploaded to social media, it caught a lot of attention, and internet users were confused. Some stated that this movie scene is fake, that it was produced recently by Sinbad just to prank his viewers into thinking that the movie existed. However, thousands of internet users are not convinced. Many state that the movie actually existed and that this is the real deal. But what makes this even creepier is the fact that I found not one, nor two, thousands of comments from people all over the world that describe the movie with details. And most of them describe it the same exact way.
The Shazam Kazam controversy?
Yes.
The genie thing?
Yeah, 100%. When I got this job, everyone was like, wait, wasn't that the Shaq movie when he was a genie? I was like, no, that's Kazam.
Yeah, because Shazam was a movie, a genie movie starring Sinbad that doesn't exist.
That doesn't exist.
It was real. I remember it.
Yeah, but can you find it online?
No!
No, you can't!
It's so freaky.
Several internet users actually stated having worked at Blockbuster and remember the difference between the covers of Shazam and Kazam. And one of them actually gives details on how the covers were different. One internet user even describes the movie. Creepy, isn't it? But it gets even creepier. Other internet users remember the same thing. One states, "My memory of Shazam and Kazam is this. Shazam's plot with Sinbad as a genie was about him granting wishes to two kids for their dad to be happy and marry again after losing their mom." The thing is, if there was no Shazam movie, how is it that so many people recall the same thing? Why? Why would somebody want to erase this movie from existence? Is it because it proves that the Mandela effect is real and that we're possibly living in an alternate reality of some kind? Or is it something else entirely? What are your thoughts on this mysterious phenomenon?
Why is she frozen? Bro, I'm tripping. What?
In 2014, biologists Ron Douglas and Glenn Jeffrey conducted groundbreaking research to explore whether animals, including dogs, could see ultraviolet wavelengths. Their findings were very interesting, to say the least. They concluded that certain animals, notably dogs and cats, are capable of perceiving frequencies invisible to the human eye. This discovery not only expanded our understanding of animal vision, but also opened up fascinating speculations about what these creatures might be seeing.
Leave it. Jamie, if you're backing away from it, then let's go. Let's go. What are you doing?
What's wrong, Adam?
Now here's the thing. This research suggests that dogs and cats might actually have access to realms beyond human perception, potentially glimpsing into dimensions or realities unseen by humans. Some speculate that these animals could be sensitive to phenomena such as ghosts or paranormal events.
I'm out here in my living room again, which is right by where that chair moved the other night. And I don't know, there's just been like scary shit going on around that. What was that? Oh, shit. Oh, no. What the f***?
And from the hundreds of videos where dogs and animals can be seen reacting in a very strange manner, sometimes barking or staring at absolutely nothing. From all of these videos that could maybe prove the existence of ghosts and entities, there's one in particular that recently caught my attention.
Is there a ghost?
The video was recently posted by a social media profile by the name of Emma Jean X07. Emma was spending the night at an Airbnb. It was just her and her dog when all of a sudden, her dog starts reacting as if there's someone there. Completely creeped out about it, she got her camera and immediately began to record. And this is what happened.
Is there a ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this first?
Where's the ghost? Right there. Where?
Clearly disturbed, her dog continues on barking as if there's something there, something that Emma can't see. And intrigued, but at the same time scared, Emma continued on recording, and this is what she caught on camera.
What the?
Did you see that? If we slow-mo and rewind the video, you can clearly see what looks like the shadow of a hand trying to reach out for Rosie, Emma's dog. After being posted, the video amassed millions of views, and internet users all seem to agree that this has to be one of the best video evidence that may actually help prove the existence of ghosts and shadow people. But when it comes to creepy encounters with shadow people, it doesn't stop there. A couple of days ago, I came across a very strange and creepy video posted by a social media profile by the name of Declan. Now, Declan's parents usually post family vlog type videos in their TikTok page. There's nothing mysterious, creepy, or scary about it, with the exception of their latest video. Declan's mom was just about to check up on him while he was reading a book, when all of a sudden she captured something chilling on camera. Pay very close attention. What at first looks like a person peeking out the window scares the heck out of Declan's mom. She runs outside to check what's going on, and this is when she realizes that there's absolutely no one outside. Completely creeped out about it, she goes back inside and immediately locks her door. And after uploading the video to the internet, it amassed millions of views and left a lot of people divided. Some think that this could be a bear or maybe a person. while others believe that this could be a legit paranormal encounter of some sort. Now, taking into consideration the height of which her window is at, if this were a person, it would have to be a very, very tall one. If we slow-mo and rewind a video, you'll see that whatever this thing is, it appears to be wearing a cloak, and it also appears to be featureless, no face, no eyes, no mouth, no nose, which suggests that this could be a legit shadow person. Now, a shadow person or a djinn is described in certain cultures as a dark humanoid figure that usually wears a cloak and has no face. Now, taking everything into consideration, the height of the window, her reaction and everything else, this could be the real deal. But still, I'm not too sure. I want to know your thoughts. Do you think that this could be a person stalking her house? Maybe a bear? Or something else entirely? What's your take? Now, when it comes to unexplained things in this world, one of the most mysterious, in my opinion, would be the possible existence of creatures such as Bigfoot.
Huh? There it goes.
A move. Sasquatch.
That was loud.
Now, even though there's very little evidence of the existence of such creature, you'll find, spread throughout the world, stories, books, pictures, and videos that supposedly portray this huge humanoid creature that lurks in the woods. But the thing is, most of the videos or pictures that we see may actually be doctored, fake, CGI, or just a person in a costume. But just recently, a very strange video surfaced the internet. It was originally uploaded by Sonny Vader YouTube channel, a channel that is dedicated to strange and unusual events in the Canadian wilderness. And there's one particular video that was uploaded recently that might actually prove the existence of this mysterious humanoid creature. This is what was caught recently on a trail cam in the middle of the woods. Pay very close attention. The trail cam had been installed at a crime scene in the middle of the woods with the intention of capturing human activity, but instead, it captured something else entirely. After being uploaded, the video caught a lot of attention, and most internet users seem to agree that either this is the strongest man in the world, or this is in fact an actual Bigfoot. What makes it very believable is the fact that I don't see how a normal person would be able to toss a tree like that. Not only that, this is one of those few videos where Bigfoot isn't blurry and you can actually see its face. I want to know your thoughts. Do you think this video could be faked somehow? Or is it maybe one of the best Bigfoot videos out there, and does it actually prove the existence of such creature? Well, that's it for now, but we do have more videos. Don't forget to check him out, and don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. And if you want to send me strange videos and stories, thatimpossiblechannel@gmail.com.